Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Representatives has repealed Obamacare, as Congressman Walter Jones said they were scheduled to do when he joined us a couple days ago, and now they've done it 230 to 189 House votes to fund government, but to defund Obamacare. We're going to be breaking that down today, and we have just masses of important guests coming on today. Deborah Tavares, who is extremely well-researched on the fog of magnetic frequency pollution, probably one of the most eloquent people out there, and her website is just full of all the Pentagon public documents and declassifications. She's going to be joining us to break down some of the latest developments and how the system is openly admitting that they're going to use these systems to manipulate the human mind. And then Rocky Anderson, the former Salt Lake City mayor, it's now come out that the entire population of the city was being surveilled illegally during the Olympics. He's going to pop in for about 15 minutes. And then we've got Mike Adams in studio in the third hour to go over SSRI drugs and their links to mass murder and mayhem. Not even links, it's just confirmed. Even members of Congress now rightfully coming out. One Republican out of Florida and saying, we need to look at these drugs that all these shooters are on. It's basically all of them. The few cases where you can't find out, they just seal the medical records. But, well, they're under psychiatric care, but we're not going to tell you what drugs they were on. Their privacy, their medical privacy. You don't have medical privacy after you kill a bunch of people. Now it needs to be public knowledge to understand what caused it. We continue to see the military killing each other, committing suicide, engaging in massacres, and every time they are putting them back into combat on psychotropics. Folks, if I drink too much coffee, and I'm not Mr. Tough Guy, but I'm certainly not a pushover, if I drink three or four cups of coffee and then I'm out in the street and somebody gets in my face, I'm ready to stomp their head in. I can't imagine being on all these drugs they put them on and then actually being out in combat all the time. I mean, it's a wonder that there isn't more people blowing gaskets. But sevenfold, the feds admit, the Pentagon admits, sevenfold the number of suicides now that they've ever had in the U.S. Armed Services. It's the pills. It's the too many tours. It's the not feeling good about the mission. All of that is in the equation. Now, obviously, there's been another mass shooting, and the police say gang-related. One group playing basketball that was either the police were saying in a gang in Chicago or people thought was a gang, and folks drove by and shot them in a gun-free zone. Remember, there's no guns allowed there, so Chicago has now officially eclipsed New York as the murder capital, not just of the United States, but worldwide. We're on the radio there in Chicago, and you know, most areas of Chicago, by the way, are not crime-ridden. It's certain sectors where there is a gang culture that MTV and groups push. That's just a fact. Just a fact, and no one wants to say that. In fact, it's racist to say if you have kind of a black gangbanger culture in an area and people are killing each other. You know, KRS-One has been exposing him for 20 years valiantly. We talked to him in the Obama deception. But other rappers and hip-hop folks, they just go ahead and just push the whole deal. And that's why there's the joke out there, you know, the comedians have put out about black bars. One day is your opening, and next week is closing because people are shooting each other. And it's a real tragedy, and didn't used to happen 30, 40 years ago. It is the hip-hop gangster culture.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today.
Yeah, folks, so run up a bunch of credit cards.
To the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, folks. Run up your credit cards. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. It is Friday, the 20th day of September 2013. Run up your credit cards. Just increase your debts 4 or 5 times what you can pay back and say, hey, my debt hasn't gone up. Take out 50 credit cards. Max them completely out and then get up on a podium in front of the entire world and say that raising the debt of the nation, the ceiling, allowing the debt to go above that, does not increase the debt. That's like saying, if I fill a glass full of water, it's not full of water. And if I keep pouring and it's overflowing, I go, that glass isn't overflowing. This is reaching biblical proportions of bull. And they do this on every front. Let me just stop right there and tell you who's coming up today. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to pop in on QE Unlimited and why all these top economists are saying it will make the economy accelerate its collapse by the middle of next year. Is that accurate? Does he think Mark Faber and many others are accurate? Ron Paul and others, are they accurate? Unfortunately, I think they are probably accurate. I'm hoping that there's some ray of sunshine. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. Former Salt Lake City Mayor Rocky Anderson is going to be joining us. It came out that the entire city of Salt Lake is under NSA surveillance without warrants, and he's been exposing it. Also, Deborah Tavares is going to be coming on in the next segment to break down the government documents dealing with frequency pollution and the fact that they're fully aware of the smart meters and other systems to be used to manipulate the human mind. This is, by the way, declassified. We're living in the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. And then Mike Adams in studio to cover a host of breaking health issues, the SSRIs, what's happening, and more. Here's the deal. I will not go to a biker bar. I'm not a big bar person anyways, but here in Austin, every restaurant you can think of is pretty, most of them are bars as well. And I like to hear live music. I like old-fashioned rock and roll. I like country music, you know, classical country music. I like blues. I like basically anything good. I like country and I like Western, like they say in the Blues Brothers. What type of music do you have? We have all kinds, country and Western. But I will go out maybe once a month when I have time and listen to music. The problem is where you can really go hear good old-fashioned rockabilly, rock and roll, and blues and things like that is you will have bikers in there. And I don't mean your Sunday bikers that just like to wear leather jackets and ride cool motorcycles. I mean real organized crime bikers, you know, Hell's Angel type bikers. And I don't like going places where guys shove you up against the bar and are looking for a fight, looking to die. I'm not looking to die. And I'm not looking for trouble either. And it's the exact same thing. Now, so many bars become unpopular when groups like the Bandidos, basically the Hell's Angels of this area of the country, well, they're worldwide, come into the facility. And they're serious. I mean, you know, if people try to set up Hell's Angels groups, you know, they get whacked. The fact is you're there trying to hear music, not with some guy's trip that he's a tough guy. Okay? I say that because it's a thug culture, and I think it's disgusting. And whereas the Bandidos or groups like that were set up by, you know, former U.S. military people, and it accepts all groups, you've got then other racial gangs like the Crips and the Bloods. And that's about 95% they estimate. And I've got the news articles out of the Chicago Tribune on this and the Chicago Sun-Times and others. And the police have said this. Over 90% of the crime is gang-related, and it's black on black. In Chicago, it's in the black areas of town, the poor black areas of town. They're just killing each other. And the police have been telling the truth about it, but the media does not want to touch it. And they say, oh, it's racist if you point out that it's this whole gangbanger culture. Same deal. I don't want to go to some gangbanger bar where people are probably going to shoot each other. In fact, I mean, Chris Rock's a funny guy. He says stuff like Obama's our God, and we've got to, you know, follow him like he's our father. And no, excuse me, Jamie Foxx says he's our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Chris Rock says he's our father and Michelle's our mother and we've got to do what they say. But the reason I raise that is it's not racist to say I don't want to go be around. They've got white supremacist bikers that are also very horrible, and it's a thug culture. Now, you've got other groups, like I mentioned, the Bandidos, don't want to be around it. I just want to go hear music and hang out and laugh and, you know, joke with my friends and play pool. Well, I don't have anything to prove is my point. And then it's the same thing for these urban areas, but in Chicago, it's black on black, and it's a scourge. And Jesse Jackson won't talk about it. Al Sharpton won't talk about it. Instead, they get up and say, the NRA, you can pull up articles where they say this ad nauseum, the NRA is responsible because there's guns in America, and that's why black people are killing each other. No, they're killing each other because sometime in the last 30 years, it became cool to be a gangsta. Who sings that song? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. That's the Ghetto Boys. I actually ran into him Bushwick Bill at one of the bars that had the Banditos at it. We're walking in there, and Mike Judge goes, "Oh, no, Banditos. Let's go to another bar." Yeah, the one percenters. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, see, now I'm getting into this, what we're talking about here. But this, by the way, he got thrown out of the bar that night. Bushwick Bill did, or Bushwhack Bill, or whatever his name is. It was weird running into that guy. Small world. The point is that it's really a bummer that wherever you want to go to hear good music, this type of stuff's going on. So anyways, you got folks out there who they thought were a rival gang, and very sad, out there at the basketball court, and this is where it's always happening at basketball courts, because gangs will say, this basketball court belongs to us. When I was a kid growing up in Dallas, I had friends, you know, that I was on the football team with, or I knew, who got shot because they wanted to go to the basketball court in the neighborhood, even in nicer areas, because a group said, no, that's our court. We're going to deal drugs there, and you don't come out there. Or somebody gets beat at basketball, and so somebody goes and gets their gun and shoots people. This culture needs to be decried. Okay, the gangster thug culture is an absolute joke, and the police get to where they're afraid of the gang culture, because they're basically in their own gang in many respects, especially in big cities. And so I get back to gang culture, government gangs, corporate gangs, everything forms into gangs. How about we form into a constitutional republic where the family, the Bill of Rights, due process, being honorable, that's our colors. Respecting human dignity, respecting the right of self-defense, respecting women. That's what builds civilizations. That's what's honorable. Not acting like thugs who are more than happy to go to prison and who think it's really cool that they're low down and, you know, really tough. I mean, I got over that when I was about 16. But a lot of people never get over that. And that's the type of people that end up running our society that are in government. And that's the problem. And that's why Fox News is reporting. Remember, 3 weeks ago, we published the report from Judicial Watch that the Army said that George Washington would not be welcome. This is a quote. And the Founding Fathers would not be welcome in today's Army. You swear an oath to that Bill of Rights and Constitution, the greatest document in government ever. Believe me, it's amazing. I've read it. I've studied it. I dare you to look it up, please. There it is, DOD training manual. Extremist Founding Fathers would not be welcome in today's military. So in California, and I want to get these folks on, from the newscast I saw, it looks like it's the pocket constitutions we put out. In fact, I bet when we get these guys on, and we have some of the footage we can roll in the background for TV viewers, when we get these folks on, I bet they're listeners. I mean, this happens all the time with activists. We have great salt-of-the-earth activists, and they told them, you are not to hand out that document on the school campus. Imagine this. You don't hand anything out, slaves. You're not allowed in the commons area to communicate, because we're calling that solicitation. It's not solicitation. You're giving them something about freedom. You're not there trying to tell them to come to your hamburger stand. But it's always selectively enforced, ladies and gentlemen. And so the Constitution guarantees the right to free speech, but don't try to pass out copies in Modesto Junior College in California. A student at the school who tried to pass out pocket-sized pamphlets of the very document that memorializes our rights got shut down on September 17th, a date also known as Constitution Day. And the whole thing was caught on videotape. Meanwhile, somebody took a photo of Hillary Clinton and she didn't like it, so she had her security guards, this is in the Miami Herald, grab the person and delete their photos. So there you go. That's Hillary Clinton's image control. Security swipes man's phone, erases pic at her speech. And you can't wear a Duck Dynasty shirt and go to school or you get kicked out. That's CBS News. So there you go. Man, that's really a free country, isn't it? And by the way, in Seattle, don't use the word brown bag or you're going to get fired. That's racist, ladies and gentlemen. That is absolutely, totally evil and racist, my friends, to in this country say the word brown bag. Of course, I looked it up. Brown bag never had any connotation. It just means, you know, the cheap, inexpensive paper that we all use for 150 years. But this is how they program everybody. Because, see, they know you're not really racist, so they've got to program it where you feel bad, and you're just watching yourself for a minute. I better not. people think even saying, let's go eat Mexican food is racist. I mean, it's just everything's racist, but putting cancer viruses in vaccines and injecting everyone and having smart meters blasting you with ELF radiation in your house, that, you know, that's all okay. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you were smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. So again, 13 shot, including a three-year-old boy, playing basketball at a public party in Chicago, and I thought that the city has a gun ban that would keep us all safe. Well, the Reverend Jackson and everybody else says that if we all lost our guns, but they're still going to have armed bodyguards, that they're going to have guns, Dianne Feinstein's going to have guns. Chuckie Schumer's going to have guns. Michael Moore's going to have guns. Michael Moore has up to 6 bodyguards at any one time who carry guns on record. But you're not going to have them. Do you understand? This is all about elitism. And they know it's all about elitism. And so instead of people coming together and saying, we're not going to have this thug culture, wherever you find it, instead of that happening, it is being promoted as the coolest thing. In fact, it's been going for 20 years. There's nothing cooler than thug life. I mean, you're out in Hollywood, and all these Hollywood stars have got gangster tattoos and try to act like thugs. It is simply amazing and simply ridiculous, and it's all about arrested development, and it's all about the self, and all about just mindless idiocy, and all about cheating and being cheated, and it's truly disgusting to see this type of thing happening. Now, shifting gears into the really serious news, speaking of thug life, Senator Lindsey Graham to seek authorization for U.S. attack on Iran. And I saw him say this on Huckabee last weekend. I was watching clips of it again yesterday as he laughed talking about attacking Iran. It's watching Lindsey Graham with the sound off, too, is really creepy. We're grabbing the video. And he has now come out and said the president doesn't need authorization to hit Iran, but he wants to just give it to him anyways and put it on the table. And he's coming up with a resolution to attack Iran. This is when Iran comes out and says, we want to meet with Obama. We never want nuclear weapons. They have elected, set a hard line, people like Ahmadinejad, a lot softer folks. When they say they want to eradicate Israel, the actual quote is, eradicate the Zionist regime and have everybody live in peace in Jerusalem, Jewish, Muslim, and other. I'm sorry, that's just the full quotes. And again, folks, I've never been to Iran, don't have a dog in the fight here. But our government overthrew their country in 1953. In 1988, they launched Operation Praying Mantis, blowing up all their ships for no reason. They funded the Iraqis for 7 years, killing over 1 million of them. And our government gave them nerve gas. I mean, our government has been attacking Iran over and over again. Our government, in 1979, this has been declassified. That's why they had Iran-Contra a few years later. It continued, but it started with Jimmy Carter. Our government helped put the Ayatollahs in power. Oh, you didn't know that. You didn't know that. Oh, yeah, and then they double-crossed and grabbed the hostages, but it turned out that was a deal with the CIA to then discredit another faction, just like we're seeing with Benghazi, so that they could then blame the hostage situation on Jimmy Carter, and then the day Reagan gets elected, boom, they release him. Everybody went, wow, Reagan's really tough. They're scared of Reagan. Again, I'm no fan of Jimmy Carter either or Zbigniew Brzezinski. It's just different power arms fighting with each other within the system. Imagine what the Iranian people, who, by the way, on average are very pro-America. They don't like the mullahs. Most of the polls you see are upwards of 75 to 80% of the people under 30 are anti-government. But the West is trying to overthrow it again just to put something else in over there. And was teamed up with an even more hardline group a few years ago, 4 years ago, with the Green Revolution, as they called it, to put something in even nastier. Because here's the bottom line. Just like Israel was public on Monday, Benjamin Netanyahu, they said, yes, we don't like Al-Qaeda or Assad, but we think Al-Qaeda and the rebels are better for us than Assad because of his relationship with Iran. That was in Reuters. Okay, the Likudniks that run Israel came out and said, we want to topple Assad. We tried to stay on the sideline. Publicly, they were on the sideline, but in reality, they were funding it, just like all the other people in the region, ganging up. It's a bunch of gangs, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, NATO. They're all in there. They're all in there wanting to carve up Syria, and it's totally immoral. And now Iran is like, hey, let's make friends, okay? And they're like, nope, here it is. White House, Obama willing to meet with Iran's leader at the UN. But Reuters, Israel calls Iranian president's nuclear comments deceptive. And Israel continues to basically push for a strike.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the House has voted 230 to 189 to fund the government, but to defund Obamacare. And good job to House Republicans. Because as bad as they are angels compared to Obama. And I always am the person, you know, who coined the term left-right paradigm. They try to keep you in a left-right paradigm to make us fight with each other when it's we the people against the globalist, we the people who are under attack. But there is reality within the left and right at the grassroots. There are different policies, different groups, different lobbying arms within that controlled paradigm. And I would like to see more people like Rand Paul, who's pro-gun, pro-national sovereignty, low taxes, the things that made this country great. I would like to see him president. I would like to see Democrats and Republicans. I would vote for Democrats right now if they acted anything like Ron Paul or Rand Paul. I don't care what they were called. As long as they promote the basic context of freedom. And that's what it comes down to. So when I say left-right paradigm, we need to get outside just my party right or wrong, or I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. Well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to back Obama striking Syria out of loyalty. You're supposed to be loyal to common sense, loyal to what's right. Plus, life's so much easier if you just do what's right. You know, sometimes in business or life, I want to do something that seems like it's wrong because it would help me get things done. And I always just do the right thing, and it always turns out better. But people think cheating and stealing or cutting corners or lying is the way to get ahead. And long term, it's not. Even for the elite themselves that have gotten into full control through fraud, long term, we're now here long term, 100 years of the Federal Reserve this year. It'll be 100 years starting next year, December 23rd, 1913. So December 23rd, we're going to be live on air for 100 years of the bankers in control of America. They got a beachhead in 1913, but since then, they have pretty much taken everything over except for a little bit of states' rights and individuals waking up. And the minute we realize their takeover is fraudulent, the minute we realize that they took over by fraud, it's all null and void, ladies and gentlemen. And we can begin to turn the tide. And we are on the verge of turning the tide right now. So we're going to open the phones up for callers who want to call in on any subject, as long as you're a first-time caller. The situation in Syria, the Republican leadership. Again, the Republican leadership in the House has been, to a great extent, anti-war, except for Boehner, the Speaker. The Republican leadership in the Senate has been diabolically warmongering. But you've got the Republican leadership in the House not letting them pass gun bans, not letting them pass restrictions on free speech, trying to repeal Obamacare, and so many other things. There is a core of good people in there. And it is so important to get libertarian constitutionalist types elected coming up. And I know there's election fraud as well. But when there's overwhelming landslides, according to all the election fraud experts that we've interviewed, when there's a landslide, it's very hard for them to spin that because they know how obvious it is. And they tend to back off when it's a landslide. So we need to absolutely push now. America is waking up to tyranny. They have heard the lies of socialism. They believed in them. It didn't deliver. Now they are turning towards the Constitution again. And we have to explain to people that the globalists are in control. And it's not capitalism that didn't deliver. It was allowing combines, monopoly men, to get control of the system that brought us to this point. And it's so essential during this time of great change that we explain it's the globalist that engineered the current civilization we're in that's so predatory. And that it's now time for all of us to get the word out about what made this country great versus what the establishment is trying to push more tyranny, more centralization that got us into this position. But going back to the Iran situation, here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on this Friday edition. Senator Lindsey Graham to seek authorization for U.S. attack on Iran. He's one of the strongest advocates of an American military strike, you mean a globalist military strike, against the Assad regime in Syria. He was unhappy when President Obama decided to seek congressional authorization for an attack. Yeah, because that's constitutional and that's anathema to him. And then unhappy when his fellow lawmakers voiced disapproval of the president's plan. Graham believes the diplomatic path chosen by the administration will lead to a debacle. Now, the debacle is that you guys tried to push a totally illegal war. And our own Joint Chiefs of Staff and the chairman and the military in one voice said, we're not war criminals. Enough of this fraud. We're not buying the PSYOP. The Russians have put 11 ships there. They say they're going to defend. This could lead to World War III. We don't like siding with Al-Qaeda. We're sick of your lies. We know you stood down in Benghazi. By the way, there's a video on our YouTube channel that is my rant yesterday, and the headline is, was the SWAT team ordered to stand down? And this is an example of my whole crew. Will you guys call Dave and have him change that? Thanks. I forgot to do that this morning. It's admitted the SWAT team was ordered to stand down. They've gone public. It's in the BBC at the Navy Yard. They got there 5 minutes after. Turned out one team was at the Capitol. The other team was in armored trucks coming from a training ground, fully suited and loaded, back to barracks. That's how they were there 5 minutes before. Because I have inside contacts, not just what's in BBC. I have inside contacts. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And we know exactly. They were there 5 minutes at the gate. And then they were, because the police were calling them there. And then they were told, oh, sorry, order from the Justice Department, stand down for 45 more minutes. Unbelievable. Very suspicious, folks, but shifting gears. Senator Lindsey Graham to seek authorization for U.S. attack on Iran. White House, Obama willing to meet with Iran's new leader, Rouhani, who is not seen as hardline compared to Ahmadinejad. Well, isn't that just terrible that the Iranians want peace? Well, that's just evil. And Obama's being forced to act like, you know, he's being diplomatic because it'll embarrass him. But guaranteed, their plan is to attack because the planets are aligned politically. They want to divert away from all the scandals that Obama has. Saudi Arabia is a big player. They want to go after their Shiite enemy. Turkey wants to grab part of the area and go after their Shiite enemy. Israel wants to do it and go after an old enemy, breaking the country up and turning it over to Al-Qaeda. Yeah, who cares about all those Christians, Israel, that have already 2 million have fled? I mean, listen, I want the Christian churches in this country who sent so much money to Israel and are so supportive of Israel. It's really time for you to ask yourselves, you know, if you're going to spend the time looking at what's being done to the Christians of Syria. We've seen hardly anything out of the Pope, if you're Catholic, about the Christians being slaughtered there. He said a war attacking them is not good. That's a good thing. But, I mean, where's the Pope? I mean, if the Pope came out and said this is wrong and you shouldn't kill Catholics especially, because they're Catholic, but Orthodox are being killed as well, you would think you'd hear that. But instead, the Pope is saying, hey, quit worrying about abortion so much. You know, reach out to people on other things. That's what will make us more popular. That's what goes on at the Protestant churches now. It's like, oh, we don't want to talk about issues that are serious. We just want to be like a country club or something, and then that'll make us all popular. Well, I mean, I can go to the country club if I want to, and nobody's going to be talking about abortion there. They'll be talking about their golf score or their racquetball score or their squash score or, you know, what their mistress is up to. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable, folks, how the whole world is getting behind this globalist agenda. And everybody knows I've been widely criticized for not getting into the Palestinian-Israeli thing. It's a tarball that's never going to get fixed. Tribal warfare, thousands of years since David was fighting Goliath. It just never ends. And they want you to be on either side. Instead, I'm pointing out the globalists are manipulating both sides against the middle. But this is immoral. Any way you slice it, for Israel to say, oh, we want to destabilize Syria, and so we want Al-Qaeda to have half the country. I mean, that was in Reuters Monday. And then the great part is I get to lose my liberty because of the Al-Qaeda threat that the West is NATO, the French, disgusting French socialist leader, needs diversions as well from all his scandals. So he's all pushing it. And then Lindsey Graham up there acting like a tough guy on Fox News saying, listen, the president doesn't need to come to us. I want him to strike right now. But we're going to put it on the table just so you know you can. What a disgusting thing. And then here it is. Here it is. No time left for negotiations with Iran, Israeli minister says. No time left. It's time to attack them. Israel reportedly has between 400 and 800 weapons. There's different numbers. Nuclear weapons, Dolphin submarines, long-range missiles, medium-range cruise missiles. I mean, you know, it's incredible. And let me tell you, as all nuclear technicians, soldiers will tell you, you've heard them on the show, we've had guests, if one nuke ever goes off in a combat zone, nuclear war is about a 90% chance. In fact, what I've been told is it's going to happen. Everybody's going to release, and then that's it. It's all over. So Lindsey Graham's can go to Sidearm right outside D.C., and it's got enough food and water for a decade under there, and they reportedly got swimming pools and jacuzzis in there. And just like Dr. Strangelove, they're planning on bringing, you know, large contingents of whatever the senators are into down in there. So, they'll take a bunch of your young pages in there with them, male pages or whatever, and female pages, and it'll be a big party down there while we all die of radiation poisoning. And, I don't think that's a very good idea, and I don't want to be part of that, okay? Because I don't have a bunker. I don't even have the time, the money, the energy to build one. Plus, everybody laughs at me if I do. So I guess we'll all just take nation iodine and try to survive here. But it's just amazing. I said I'd go to your phone calls. So no time left for negotiations. Iran is on course to develop a nuclear bomb within 6 months, and time has run out for further negotiations, senior Israeli official said. And that's Strategic Affairs Minister Yuval Steinitz said Iran will still believe it had room for the maneuver in dealing with world powers, and that unless it faces a credible threat from the U.S. military actions, it would not stop its nuclear activities. Folks, you can't build nuclear weapons with the systems they've got. The word I've got from my military sources is Iran already has nuclear weapons. They got them from Russian sources over a decade ago. Pakistan's got about 90 weapons. That's on record. I mean, you just, come on. Iran's already got atomic bombs, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Let's just get that out of the way here. They've already got weapons. And Israel and the United States want to take those weapons out. That's what's really going on. Iran has had its refineries and equipment blocked for decades, and they've had the refineries blown up and bombed by Western saboteur teams that have been publicly operating for 8 years inside the country. Iran's suing the U.S. over that right now. They need nuclear power to run their electricity. They want real reactors. They already have nuclear weapons, from my sources, and my sources have not been wrong yet. That's why the Joint Chiefs do not want a war with Iran, because the word is they're going to use those nuclear weapons. And Israel knows that. And that Iron Dome, folks, may not stop a nuke. Or it may just detonate or be the equivalent of a dirty bomb. See, you could war game this all day. Let me just say this to everybody. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who was hired because the last three wouldn't start World War III, Dempsey was put in position because he's known as a not-too-smart guy that'll follow orders. He showed up weeks ago at midnight on record to tell Obama, you got to call this a strike off that's starting in 6 hours. You understand? He showed up and said, you've got to stop the strike. And that's even in the Washington Post yesterday. Now, why did the entire Joint Chiefs tell him don't do this? Because there's a good chance World War III is going to happen. Okay. And look, no one challenges that Israel has got a lot of nerve, okay, and that the West has a lot of nerve, everybody else, okay? We don't need to show off and have World War III. We don't need to show the Iranians how tough you are, that you're willing to go in your bunkers while we all die. And the Iranians, you know them, they're going to go ahead and do it. I mean, it's just that's a bad situation. And Israel comes out and calls Iranian president's nuclear comments deceptive, when they said, we are not seeking nuclear weapons. Well, yeah, the reason it's deceptive is because it's a peaceful program they're developing. They've already got them. Israel said on Thursday, and I have that from... Well, I think I can say where I have it. I have that from high-level Special Forces Command. And I've known that for a decade, and I've confirmed it. They've got satellites and systems that pick it up, folks. There's Russian nukes inside Iran. Iran already has nukes, folks. That's why they're talking about using tactical nukes to take out those mountain fortresses. And are in the news going, nukes aren't that bad. Nukes aren't that big of a deal. They're looking at World War II suicide-type missions for U.S. Special Forces. They're unable to take it out to try to send commando groups in. That's been looked at. That's one reason that the Joint Chiefs are so freaked out. I mean, how did it work for Delta Force in the hostage rescue in Iran? I mean, this is madness, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, there were cases where they had parachuted special forces, British and USN, in World War II, and they would ski 50 miles over land and go in and blow up Hitler missile silos and stuff where they were working on nukes, blow up their heavy water facilities, blow up ships carrying heavy water. But, I mean, you know, the whole point is I'm going to go to break and come back and take your calls. Then we've got the mayor. For some reason, Deborah Tavares, she just called. We got some type of time zone mixed up. We'll get her on next week. I want to get her on for a full hour. So we'll get that scheduled. So we got some time zone things. She just called in, but it was too late now. And then the former mayor of Salt Lake on NSA spying, they caught the whole city being surveilled. He's coming on. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the QE Unlimited. Will it really cause the implosion next year like Mark Faber? And I had that stack yesterday of economists saying that. Will you pull that for me? Thanks. And Ron Paul. And then we're going to get Mike Adams in studio, our good neighbor who lives right outside Austin. Such an asset to have Mike Adams, the health ranger of MacfulNews.com, so close to Austin. So he's going to be here in studio with us. And we are going to be breaking down so much more. You know, I haven't wanted to add to pro-war propaganda. That's why I never told you that my sources say that Iran has nukes and delivery systems. But Israel knows that. Our Pentagon knows that. And that's why this is such a serious situation. They're trying to start World War III. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
By the way, Jim Mars is has been frantically calling me since last night, and I hadn't listened to my voice messages until during the break. He's got some big Benghazi breaking news, so we're going to get him on at 2 o'clock today into overdrive, if he can do it. I want to go to your calls in this segment and the next, and continuing throughout the broadcast. There's some good news, too. Even AP, Reuters are all reporting that basically the entire climate change fraud has collapsed. All the computer models are confirmed to be fraudulent. We already knew that. There's been a decline over 15 years in temperature, and we're actually going to go into a cooling period, and they admit that the sun was taken out of the equation, and that it's all a fraud. So that is all collapsing. I know it collapsed for us a long time ago, okay? But, I mean, this is a rout, ladies and gentlemen. But the problem is they don't care. They're still just shutting down the power plants. So, but at least we now know it's all based on fraud. Now get the word out. It's a power grab. We've got that news. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Tron in Florida. You're on the air, Tron. I'll see you on the game grid.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I'm calling from Region 4, Miami, Florida. I'm in the slums in the ghetto down here. You know, I grew up in a drug-infested area. As we speak right now, I'm outside, and I see, like, undercover detectives and unmarked cars riding around the neighborhood. They do this every, almost, like, three times a week. They ride around. They randomly stop cars. They stop people that's on bikes. They stop people that's on foot searching for drugs. They search you, no warrants, no nothing, you know?
Well, they want to find the drugs. They need to go to the C-130s landing there at the Special Forces Command in Tampa, and they can get all the drugs right there.
You know, it's just crazy because they don't want the drugs off the streets, because if the drugs are off the street, they wouldn't have this talk, but they're riding around in their unmarked cars, jumping out on people.
Well, no, I mean, they're there skimming the top of it. I mean, that's 100% of the other drug agents, Serpico said, in New York in the 60s, were the drug dealers. They're there just to make sure that the right people are slinging the goods.
Yeah. And it's crazy, too, because about a month and a half ago, I got arrested for, I had a clean record, no priors, no warrants out for my arrest. The guy, I was on my way home one night from a friend's house. This cop pulls me over. I pulled over. He's in this big F-150 truck. He hops out all mad, asking me why it took so long to pull over. I'm telling him there's a one-way to get in my neighborhood. It's a one-way street. I'm not going to just block this traffic. So I pulled up a little bit. So he gets all mad and say, oh, well, where's the drugs? Where's the drugs? Do you have any weed in here? I'm like, there's no drugs here. I don't have any drugs. So he looks at me, gives me this look like I'm lying. So I'm telling him, I don't have anything, sir. There's nothing in here. So he said, oh, you want to go to jail tonight or you want a PTA? And I say, for what? He said, you know what? Just get out of the car. So I get out of the car and...
No, that's the new thing, is you get pulled over and they go, you're going to breathalyze, you're going to get blood. And then if you don't get down and start sucking on their boots, you go to jail. But now in Texas, that's not even enough. They bend you over the car and start ramming their hand inside your body. And I'm sorry, I am evil. I'm not letting the state police stick their finger up my rear end. I mean, I'm sorry.
And you're not evil because you're not letting them put your hands.
No. That's going to be the new salute, though. Instead of shaking hands, what you the new thing is to show you're not dangerous. When you see a cop, is you just bend over. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I mean, in America now, that's what you do. In fact, I'm gonna start. Maybe we should do a comedy video where we walk up to cops and, like, actually they'll arrest you for flatulence. Have you seen that where they arrest people all the time now? You can't even spin 100 yards away. In fact, we should all just kill ourselves so the cops can have the earth. Everybody should just chop their heads off. I'm joking, folks. Don't kill yourselves. And most cops actually aren't bad, but it is the government culture of arrogance. Sir, you're just lucky that you got taken to jail. Nick, come to Texas, and they'll give you and your wife a proctology exam with the same glove.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.